The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are going hunting for trouble. And then we're steering you clear, shooting it down, and staying away. And looking for trouble when it comes to investments? Well, David Trainer and the folks at New Constructs define that as basically landing on stocks that are dangerous. Why do you get on dangerous stocks? Well, because they look good. But when you dig in at the surface level, or better yet, at the grassroots level, which is the footnotes, well, sometimes you find things that are different. And at New Constructs, they start at the grassroots level. They start in the footnotes and work their way up. And that's how each month they come up rating stocks, mutual funds, ETFs on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. David Trainer comes here each week to highlight something that is dangerous. If you want more information beyond the website, they're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Men's Warehouse.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Men's Warehouse, that's ticker symbol MW. That's the one where the head of the company goes on television and says, you're going to be satisfied with what we do, I guarantee. Why are we not going to be so satisfied with the stock in this case?
Because the poor guy got pressured into making an acquisition he should never have made. Pressured by an activist investor. This is straight out of the playbook of the Bill Ackerman and the Valiant Allergan deal, Starboard Capital and Office Depot and Staples. This is just another version of the big Wall Street insiders forcing a company to make a bad acquisition that makes them money on the front end, ultimately rips off shareholders in the long term.
But this is a stock that is up like 5.5% this year after a pretty good year last year. No, I'm sorry. Last year they were down after a great 2013. That's really the last time I looked at the stock when we talked about it, I think sometime after 2013 when they were up, you know, like 65%. So
that's right.
Why this reaction now at a time when, hey, the market doesn't seem to be all that upset with the news of the acquisition?
Because the market doesn't really understand the cash flows here. So the Joseph A. Bank acquisition was really phenomenally bad. They spent about $1.8 billion to get what we think to be maybe around $60 or $70 million in after-tax cash flow. That's around a 4% return. That's well below the cost of capital for Men's Warehouse and well below their own returns on capital, which were as high as 15% back in 2007. But since then, the returns have been on the decline. And there's a lot of themes here, Chuck. It's a bad acquisition, number one. They way overpaid. This little bidding war thing that they had, you know, these are just insiders bidding against each other to make a lot of money. And if you're not familiar with the Starboard Capital, Valiant Allergan type of business model, what they do is they go in and they buy pieces of the company that they then pressure another company to acquire. And so they make money coming and going in that sense. So the Joseph A. Bank business is a typical situation where they pump up the value of the brand by running a bunch of specials. And anybody who watches anything financial knows that you can't go more than 5 minutes on CNBC without a Joseph A. Bank commercial.
Absolutely.
And every single one is like, you can get three suits for the price of one. Well, everyone also knows that in retail, margins aren't that fat. And they're not fat at all when you're selling three suits for the price of one. And they've been doing that forever. And so they see this all the time, like with these, especially with these companies that are buying and selling brands. Before they sell them, they run a ton of promotions to make the numbers pop. So they bought Joseph A. Bank, you know, near a peak in its profitability, and the wheels are coming off. Comps are down in the last quarter 8%, and They can't make money with the promotions, but when they stop the promotions, revenues are going to drop and they're probably going to make even less money. So the catalyst here is that Men's Wearhouse is going to miss earnings, we believe, in one of the next couple quarters. You know, they've probably got some things hidden away that can prevent the recognition of the decline in underlying economics for a little while, but not much longer. And when they do, we think the stock could drop easily 50%.
Wow, a 50% haircut, this on a stock that is trading in the $50 range and, of course, was off. You know, it's up a bit this year, but it was off about 12, 15% last year. You've already talked about the catalyst, and you've talked about how far it can fall. Is there anything that becomes a saving grace here? I mean, you always talk about, you know, cash flow numbers and how they don't work. This has obviously got some really bad assumptions. You know, is there some sort of, you know, Hail Mary miracle pass play that they can do to get out of this jam?
Well, you know, I like the analogy here. So let's run with the football analogy. So Hail Mary, long pass for a touchdown. Let me tell you how long they got to go just to tie the score or to, let's say, meet expectations based on the stock price. They got to grow revenues by 10% compound. I'm sorry, got to go profits by 10% compounded annually for 20 years.
Well, that's not a Hail Mary. That's a long drive, isn't it? And one that they can't make.
Yeah, it's worse than a Hail Mary, right? Like, it's like, yeah, they got to score from the parking lot. All right. They're not even on the field. So that's part of why we put things in the danger zone. We talk about valuations that are just so extreme, and they're based on an assumption that the business is more profitable than it is because people are looking at headline numbers. In this case, the inside is rotten, cash flows aren't there, and even if they do 7% growth for 20 years, the stock's only worth $23 a share.
Well, there you have it. You know, the theme of Men's Wearhouse might be you're going to like the way you look, I guarantee. But David Trainer says you're not going to like the way the stock looks. The catalyst will be missed earnings. And when it happens, he believes the haircut could be as harsh as 50%. David, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Hey, we are heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Remember first that you can go to newconstructs.com to get more information. You can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. But oh, by the way, up next, it's Matt King from Bell Investment Advisors in for the Money Life Market Call.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.